Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Balance, the only sports talk show that gives a well-balanced diet of sports. Host Tom Marquis and the gang are ready to break down this week in sports. This is the one place where fanatics can come together and talk about their favorite teams. The Balance brings you an analytical breakdown of sports from a fan's point of view. So sit back and get ready. It's time for The Balance.
Welcome, my minions, to the number one internet radio show, sports talk show across the world. We are worldwide. Well, and not only are we on the internet, we're all over affiliate stations. I tell you what, we are bigger than Obamacare. And minions, I'm going to tell you what, there is no mandate, there is no tax, there is nothing. All you got to do is tune in. How cool is that? Tax. Mandate. Tired of hearing it this week, guys. But I know it's a sports talk show, and I've been duly warned not to get upon one of my well-known soapboxes. I will not do that. But I can tell you one thing, minions. Welcome to The Balance. Got a great show for you today. So glad that you guys could join us. I tell you what, this is going to be an exciting show today. We really are. Just, and I want to thank my producers and my peeps and my Balance team, all the people behind the scenes. And by the way, guys, it is social media today. So if you guys are on social media, you need to get on there, get on the Balance, T-Balance and Indy Pro Sports, Pro Indy on Twitter. Find us on Facebook as well. And we have some of the best social media people out there, and they are – they're on top of it, and I want to thank them and our producers for giving us a jam-packed show today. But real quickly, I think we do have $2 bills. Josh, are you on the line with us?
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Good, brother. I didn't know you were calling in this morning. Kind of threw me for a curveball there.
No, I thought I'd get surprised by listeners. I know we've been busy all week, so I didn't know when I was scheduled to call in, so I thought I'd call in at the beginning of the show.
But you know what? Everything comes through the producers now. It doesn't come through me. So it's all good. It's all good. Well, $2 bill, Josh, real quickly. And we got a jam-packed show today. And we've got Pete. We're going to start calling him Pete Tornado Pete LaFuchsia. Up from up in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Guess they had a series of storms. A lot of them are still without power up there. And it has been a mess. And I know he's going to call us here in a few minutes. He's going to talk some racing with us. But he's literally trying to get his oil changed stuff. He's getting out of Dodge. He's going on vacation. And when things always happen, when they happen at the worst times, I guess. But fortunately, no damage there at his house. A tree came down. I think got close to his swimming pool, which in this weather would be catastrophic. For your swimming pool to be put out of commission in this kind of weather. Man, has it been hot, Joshua, huh?
It has been extremely hot outside.
For those of you that don't know, we broadcast here from Indianapolis, Indiana. I think it got up to 104 degrees this week, which is a record, and it's hot. I don't care where you're at. Arizona, dry heat. It's like there's people out in Arizona. Oh, we get 100 all the time, but no humidity. Well, you know what? When you combine 100% humidity with 104 degrees and it feels like 108 outside, I'm going to tell you what. It is. I took my dog out the other day and he did the little bunny hop on the concrete there. So, Josh, Indiana Pacers get a brand new big guy. Miles Plumlee, Indiana guy. Obviously, last pick for Larry Bird. Good, bad, or indifferent?
I think it's actually a pretty good pick. He's a Jeff Foster, bring your lunch to work type of guy. He'll never average 20 points. He'll average like 10.7 rebounds. But, Tom, you have to have the guys do the dirty work if you want to win.
Well, and you know what? I think that Larry Bird has a very good ability of picking up some of the diamonds in the rough. And I say, you know, as I said in the blog, you know, guys, come on, calm down. Yeah, he's not Marcus Teague, but you know what? It's okay. We'll make it through. I'm more surprised by Donnie Walsh returning as opposed to drafting Miles Plumlee. And I'll tell you what, we're trying our best to get him on the show as well, too. But as you can imagine, he's extremely busy. Josh, real quickly, what are your thoughts on Donnie Walsh?
Well, Donnie Walsh built the mess that Larry Bird had to fix, so I'm not too thrilled about it. But, Tom, what about your Indianapolis Indians here lately?
Go ahead, Josh. You've been down there covering it. Tell us what's up. Real quickly, we've got to get to some race talk.
The Indians went 6-2 on their last 8-game homestand. They had to Toledo, Louisville today for the beginning of a 4-game series. They have 3 plays in the All-Star game, Starling Marte, Jordy Mercer, and Rudy Owens. They lead their division by 10.5 games. And don't forget Wednesday night. I'm pretty sure you're going to be there, Tom. Fireworks. The game starts Wednesday at 6:05.
Yeah, I plan on being there. Josh, you and I will be covering the annual 4th of July game down at Victory Field. Guys, make sure you take this heat seriously. And you know, a lot of us are making jokes about all the different counties and states doing these fire bans. I'm going to tell you what, guys, take that very, very seriously. Look out of Colorado if you do not think that this is a serious time. When we don't have any rain and you mix fireworks, you know, there's a very good possibility that we could have some really bad fires. So if you're in an area where they say no fireworks, no fire bans, suck it up, man up, and just say, hey, you know what, oh, well, it doesn't change my freedom any. You know, at least you're safe, you know. So anyway, so we'll be down there covering that as well. Well, Josh, real quickly, I'm going to have to let you go because we've got a jam-packed show today. But real quickly, any final thoughts on your mind? What's coming up as far as fantasy football? What's on your mind? Anything that's on your mind, real quickly, you got about 60 seconds.
No, just don't forget to sign up for the Bouncy Fantasy Football League. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Elmore Joshua or follow Tom at Tom Marquis.
Dude, how long have you known me?
Too long, buddy.
And you still don't know how to say my name, but that's okay. Basically, follow us. It is social media day today, guys, and this is a good time for you guys just to jump on your social media and follow us at ProIndy. For IndyProSports.com and the Balance, T-Balance. We've got a whole team of social media people. We've even got a social media director who is doing a fantastic job at making sure that we're on top of all the social media scenes. So, guys, make sure you check us out. That's T-Balance and ProIndy right here on the Balance. Guys, we've got a great show coming up. Standing by for Tornado Pete LaFuchsia. And that's his new nickname. He doesn't even know that yet, but we're going to announce it here on the Balance. Tornado Pete LaFuchsia, and he's getting out of town, getting ready to go up to vacation in New York. So I appreciate him taking some time to talk with us. Well, Josh, got to let you go, my friend, but we'll chat again soon. And he's already gone. Good old $2 bill, Josh. Always like having him on. He's always good for a good surprise, guys. Well, of course. You know, Wimbledon's going on. The girls are at it right now. Serena Williams is actually doing pretty good. You know what? She's a beast. I'm not saying that bad toward women. Women can be athletes. But have you looked at her? I think she's a dude. I'm really thinking Serena Williams is a dude. You know, I know. Oh, I'm going to get myself in trouble. See, this is what happens, guys, when you don't have any type of mandates, you don't have any type of taxes. I mean, you guys are entitled to, you know, you don't have to prove that you got insurance, and you don't have to prove that you're a citizen to be a minion. It's fantastic. With that, I think I've certainly said enough today, that's for sure. Enough to last me for a while. I'm going to be hearing about this for a long time. Guys, I don't care what side of the political fence that you're on. I'm glad that you guys are with us. I'm glad that you take time out of your Saturday morning to hang out here and be a part of the minion crowd here on The Balance. And hang out with me, El Presidente. You know what? We got Pete LaFuchsia coming up here. We're going to be talking about some racing. And obviously, we're going to talk a little bit about that Wow! Austin Dillon, yes. He's the new young rookie that's just really turning it on. And I tell you what, we've got some great guests today, and I'm really excited about the guests that we have. We got Todd Lesko, NHRA driver from Jimmy Dunn Racing Nitro Funny Car. He's going to be calling us in at 9:30. How cool is that? 9:30, 9:45. And then at 9:45, got a really cool young lady by the name of Grace Howell, NHRA Pro Stock driver. That's right. She's going to be in hopping in here. 10 o'clock, second hour. Guys, you've been asking about this, Minions. We've listened. We've brought back the hot toy of the week. Mr. Jay Graves from jgravesreport.com. Going to be joining us at 10 o'clock. At 10:15, guys, we got Mr. Philip B. Wilson. You know him from Bouncing Off Field, Indianapolis Star. Of course, we're going to talk some Colts. Yes, guys, it's getting to that point. We're going to be talking some football as well. Absolutely. And then at 10:30, Zeb Zutton from the Jay County Panthers, semi-pro football. You know, we've had the Indianapolis Destroyers on here. He's going to talk on him and just talk about the team and some league issues that are going on with him. And he's got a great story to talk about some of the things that's going on with him. And I'll tell you what, great guy coming up here at 10:30. One of my favorites. One of my favorites is, I'm sorry, 10:45. I said the wrong time. One of my favorites, guys, Jason Hammer of the Hammer and Nigel Show. That's right. Call it in. Guys, I'll tell you what, we got an A-list today for you. So, you know, all I'm saying is, if you, Minions, if you miss a minute of this show, I don't know what to tell you. So we're standing by waiting for Pete LaFuscia, Mr. Tornado Pete LaFuscia. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Hopefully when we get back, we'll have Mr. Pete LaFuscia. If not, guys, you're stuck with me talking racing all by myself. We'll be right back.
Challenging at times. Do you have to work and can't make it to the vet? Are you away from home for long periods at a time? Is there a new pet at home that needs attention? Are you out of pet food and can't get to the store? Does your yard need cleared of pet waste? Do you have a unique pet that needs special care? Are you going away and you don't want to send your pet to the unfamiliar surroundings of a kennel? If so, Terry's Indy Pet Service can help in all these situations. In addition, full-service grooming will be offered later this year. When you hire Tips, you can leave home and know that your pet is exercised, fed, watered, and given medication, all in the comfort of their own environment. There is no longer a need for your healthy animal to stay in an uncomfortable kennel. Tips can solve the challenges of pet ownership. If you want the most personalized care for your pet, then hire Terry's Indy Pet Service. Visit her on the web at HireTips.com. That's HireTips.com. Or call her at 317-410-3377. Tips, your pets can play while you're away.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions, work with them today.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
This week on Speed Talk, hold on for a jam-packed show.
We talk with Summit Motorsports Park President Bill Bader Jr. about the Summit Nationals NHRA event happening in Norwalk, Ohio.
Also on the show, we have Adam Alexander from the Speed Channel and TNT.
Cliff has a great post-race interview with ARCA Rookie of the Year candidate Eric Jones.
Kenny takes a question from a listener in Mississippi, and I let you know my thoughts on road course racing and NASCAR. And good job on the fodder there, bud.
I wonder what that is.
Wow, so we're just going to start making stuff up and not following the script. Is that what...
Well, welcome to The Balance, my minions. It's Sunday afternoon. My name's Tom Marquis, El Presidente. You say, wow, it's so cool hearing you on a Sunday afternoon. Whoa, that wasn't planned, guys. I tell you what, I have totally lost my mind here today. You know what? I'm not allowed to touch buttons anymore. I just don't believe that I am. I was going to, you know, I had this whole... thing planned where I was going to introduce Tornado Pete LaFuchsia. Here we go. Here he is right now.
And now it's time to give out the award for the least funny people in the world.
Tune in every week to hear Cliff, Kenny, and Pete.
On the song!
Keep talking.
Right here. Gotta listen to all this. They're rotting my brain.
Where's this guy been?
Go, Daddy, go! All right. Joining us now, Mr. Pete LaFuchsia. Mr. Tornado Pete LaFuchsia. Pete, that is your new nickname. Mr. Tornado Pete LaFuchsia. Welcome to The Balance, my friend.
Hey, how is it going? I'm calling you from the DMZ, also known as Fort Wayne, Indiana. So we still got 79,000 people without power up here.
One day we're at 100 and some odd degrees. The next day we're fighting straight line winds and tornadoes here in Indiana, huh? Only in Indiana
unreal.
Can that happen.
No, only in Indiana, and only the day before I go on vacation. I'm supposed to get off doing my regular day job, doing all that stuff. Go get oil change, pack the truck, get everything ready so at 9 a.m. we can get on the road and head to Western New York. What am I doing right now? I'm standing outside of an oil change place because they're the only ones that have power in this section of town.
Are they serving up breakfast there, too? they ought to charge for some tornadoes. Boom! I'm good, brother. That was funny. Come on, now go into Speedway and get yourself some tornadoes.
That would not be a bad idea. Tornadoes during the tornado.
Hey, you know what? I just thought of that. What a great idea. I tell you what,
you
if you're listening up there, Fort Wayne, man, I should be. But you know what? I couldn't compete against your funniness, man.
Oh,
I
could. Please.
Well, let's talk about some stuff that's funny or maybe not so funny. I mean, of course, a funny car maybe. But, you know, I want to keep this simple for you today because I know that you've had a lot going on. And, you know, plus you suffer from ADD. So it's hard for, you know, the focus to going on and you've not had power and you know all this crazy stuff. Well, at least you got us the radio speech talk stuff on Wednesday before there was any issues with the tornado and the power and anything like that. Real quickly, we'll jump right into what we got to talk about today. But we certainly, obviously, we're going to be airing your show tomorrow afternoon here on the Balance Radio Network. But what's going on the radio speed talk? Of course, we played your promo a little bit earlier. But go ahead and tell us in your own words what's going on radio speed talk the next couple weeks.
Well, for the next couple weeks, obviously, well, like I mentioned earlier, we are going on vacation. It's not just me, Cliff, and Kenny. We're all taking a week off, but we're not going to give you some old hashed up show. We're actually going to give you stuff that you haven't heard before. So we sat down Wednesday night and hammered out two shows. First one's going to have Adam Alexander on there. We're also going to talk to Bill Bader Jr. He is the president of the Summit Motorsports Park up in Norwalk. And if you've never been to a drag race there, you've got to check it out. I found out from him it's one of the top five events for NHRA in only its like fourth or fifth year. So it's literally becoming a big to-do up there. And I think part of it is the way it's designed, where if you're used to going to Lucas Oil Raceway and watch it, you're still a good 50 yards from the track on either side. And then they got the run runs that go down the side so the cars go by there. Not at Norwalk. You are literally on top of this. It is its own little Thunder Valley type creation where you're that much closer, where you would have got your nitro measles, which is the little black specks of tire on your face at Lucas Oil in the first 10 rows. You're going to get them in the first 30, 40 rows there. You're going to feel it. So all in all, it's a great experience. Going to talk with him, find out all about the family history, what they did, how they started there, because this is the first time we've had them on. So that's great. And then we're also going to talk with Eric Jones. You may have heard us him on the show before. Great kid. He's the 15-year-old that is driving in ARCA right now. Pope was down at Winchester last weekend, watched the race down there, grabbed him for a quick interview after that. So that's what we're going to have for this week. The following week, we're going to bring on somebody who I kind of admire a lot, because if you ever go to a NASCAR race, you see this woman everywhere. She literally runs, and I've seen her run in high heels. Claire B. Lang, who is the host of Dialed In on SiriusXM. We have an interview with her. We also, seeing as it's 4th of July weekend, and we thought this would be great. We ran into an organization while we were at MIS called Wish for Our Heroes. They're a group of people that grant wishes for current serving military families and all that, and we're going to have them on and talk with them. And then we also invited the guy who everybody knows who he is from his TV ads and from radio, Jay Farner, Quick and Loans. We got him on. And then we didn't just stop there. It's not like we just threw interviews on and didn't do the show. We did do our predictions, and we showed that I'm actually starting to take a really good hold on it, and I'm gaining, and Cliff is falling. Whereas Cliff, I mean, he was like the man for a year. Now he can't pick him for nothing.
Sounds like my year when it comes to predictions. Let me tell you what, it's been total insane. But I tell you what, though, and I know you've had a lot going on. Maybe you missed the race last night. It's kind of weird watching a nationwide race on a Friday evening, but that's exactly what happened down at Kentucky Motor Speedway last night. Mr. Austin Dillon, Mr. Cowboy Hat, Mr. Petty Jr. No, I'm kidding, of course.
Don't get me started on that cowboy hat stuff.
I knew you were a big fan of
that. His brother looks so ridiculous wearing those. And Cliff and I have had the argument about that. Like, he's like, oh, that's their image. They're from the South. I'm like, but they're not cowboys. but yes, they are. I go, no, do they get on a horse and wrestle up cows? Yes. No, I mean, there's a time and a place for wearing that. It's called Halloween, okay? But if you're not a cowboy, then don't wear the cowboy hat.
Well, Mr. Petty obviously made the cowboy hat and sunglasses famous. You know, I had a chance to talk with Austin Dillon and out at Michigan International Speedway for a brief time, one of those walking interviews, and you know how that can be walk and talk sort of thing, and why he's signing autographs. So, but great opportunity to meet. I like Austin Dillon, good kid. He's got going on. Congratulations to him on his first win. Obviously, taking over in the points leading out there as well. So you got Austin Dillon and leading the points in a nationwide series. Who would have thunked it?
I don't doubt it, to be honest with you. When we saw him driving Sprint Cup up at Michigan, I thought he was going to do a top 15. The guy, he's got the pedigree, okay? The family name, obviously his mom's father is Richard Childress, and then his dad had a really decent racing career himself. And they're going to have the best equipment possible, him and his brother. They're going to keep winning. He won the championship in trucks last year. I wouldn't doubt if they're grooming him to be the first guy to go win a truck, a nationwide, and a cup championship. The only other guy that even came close right now is Greg Biffle. He's won truck and nationwide, but we all know he hasn't won his cup yet. He could do it this year. But with all the turmoil that's going on in Roush Fenway right now, I don't know if that may happen. And that's something I hope we get to talk about, because after we recorded our show, we found out the whole Matt Kenseth leaving Roush Fenway.
Which brings me to my next topic about the Matt Kenseth conspiracies that were theories that you may want to be talking about. And I want to jam everything in here. We're talking to Pete Tornado Fuchsia of RadioSpeedTalk.com. Pete, you know that nickname's with you, man. We've already tweeted it. We've made it official. Dude, once your nickname has hit Twitter, dude, it is over. Man, well, merchandise sales and everything. You're gonna have to change you're gonna have to change your whole persona, dude. I'm gonna tell you what. Matt Kenseth, though, he is the leader, changing some teams around. Real quickly, give us a recap on that. We'll talk a little IndyCar, and I know you got to go because you got to get your oil changed. You got to do all your honey-do list, and you're heading out of Dodge.
Yeah, I didn't hear that last part right there. The phone was breaking up, but yeah, I'm gonna be taking off. I could stick around for just a couple more minutes if needed. But
well, let's talk about Matt
Kenseth. But first of all, let me tell you that whole nickname thing. You may have to fight with Tracy Dent on down in Florida. The other guy we call him, they call me Pothole Pete because last year when I was at Lucas Oil Raceway, I stepped in a pothole and sprained my ankle. So therefore, I've been known as Pothole Pete ever since then too.
Well, here's what we'll say. We'll let it be up to the listeners. And here's the thing, Pete. Today is social media day. So you know what?
Uh-huh.
Everybody's on social media today. And we'll just let our listeners decide. Is it Tornado Pete LaFuchsia or Pothole Pete? Pothole Pete makes you sound like you're carrying a six shooter.
You know what's pretty sad is that I've had so many nicknames in my life. I mean, when you got the last name LaFuchsia, you can't help but have weird nicknames.
I hear you. Well, real quickly here, and obviously we're standing by here also for our next guest that we've got lined up. You know, and I tell you what, I appreciate you and you know my producer Michelle and who likes to be remained behind the scenes. So you know I'm just saying, you know, I appreciate you guys helping us out with guests, and obviously we got Todd Lensko. Let me make sure I get his last name correct because I always screw up race car drivers' last names, even if something simple like Earnhardt. But Lensko? Lensko?
Do what now?
Is it Todd Lensko?
Yeah, it's Lensko, I think.
Okay, well, we got Todd Lensko coming up at 9:30. Real quickly, you mentioned Matt Kenseth making a team swap, obviously leading in the points. This isn't the time for him to be doing that. And, of course, the conspiracy theories are flying right now. So real quickly, can you give us a recap on that as well?
Well, he's at the end of this year, he's announced he is leaving Roush Fenway, but he hasn't told us where he's going. Rumor has it, and also through press releases, he already has a top-tier team, and nobody's talking, so now the rumors are abounding. Is he going to go to Joe Gibbs Racing, take over the number 20, and is Joey Logano going to move down to Nationwide and take a good hard concentration down there? Where is he going to go over to Richard Childress? Are they going to start a fourth car there, which would groom it for what we talked about earlier, Austin Dillon, a place for him to move up in later on. So the rumors are abounding on there. I don't know necessarily what's going on in the camp, but, I mean, it is pretty bad when you've got a former champion who's winning races and he can't get sponsorship. How is it that the guy that won the Daytona 500 this year and has won another race cannot get a sponsor? Tell me that. So I don't know.
There's
something going on.
Yeah, something's going on. Well, I tell you what, we about run out of time with you,
okay.
But we do have time for just a few more comments, and I wanted to talk with you a little bit about IndyCar. And by the way, on a side note on IndyCar, you know, I was going to try to get this soundbite loaded, but things weren't working right this morning. But any which way, James.
Oh, did you have a tornado down there in your studio?
No, it's probably more user error than anything. I was going to play the soundbite of James Hinchcliffe in his video audition for Saturday Night Live host. It's fantastic. If you've not had a chance to see it, go to YouTube. Just type in James Hinchcliffe SNL and it'll pop up. It is fantastic. Well, want to talk with you just a quick second here while we are standing by waiting on our next guest to call in here. I do want to talk with you real quickly about, you know, IndyCar and what's going on in the IndyCar races. And I'm really question that I have more than anything is IndyCar approves its Lotus modification schedule. And this week approved Lotus's request to modify multiple and maybe this is a Kenny Barr question, but my question is, is this going to affect any type of competitive advantage when you just look at it, that it only that, okay, no other manufacturer is allowed to have any modifications done per se and a modification to the schedule. So talk with me about that. IndyCar approves the Lotus modification schedule.
Okay. Now, help me with this one. This is my question. When you say modification schedule, like, are you talking about modifying schedule or the...
Well, the performance of its 2.2-liter twin turbocharged V6 engine and pursuant to the engine technical regulations established before the 2012 IZOT IndyCar series. Like I said, that might be a Kenny Barr question, but I was just curious on what your thoughts were on that.
Basically, I'm of the mind... in any type of racing series, if you're going to allow one manufacturer, one team to do something, then it's got to be all. It's all or none, okay? Nothing like, okay, Lotus gets to modify their stuff, but then Chevy can't and Honda can't. So not really knowing all the full details, if they're asking for something and then they don't want the others to have access to it, well, guess what? That's just wrong right there. I mean, we're trying to make everything even across the board, then if you're going to modify, everybody else gets to modify something specifically.
Well, and absolutely, I agree. Well, Pete, we've got to let you go here, buddy. Our next guest is standing by, Todd Lesko, and we're really looking forward to talking with him. So real quickly, though, talk with us a little bit about where people can find you and your masterpieces, and I hope you have a great vacation. And when you get back in a couple of weeks, Pete, we're going to let you know what your new nickname is, what the listeners decided, whether it's going to be Pothole Pete or Tornado Pete LaFuchsia. But real quickly, we got to go, Pete, but tell us where people can find your work.
They can check us out at radiospeedtalk.com.
All right, Mr. Pete LaFuchsia or Tornado Pete or Pothole Pete, guys, you decide. Log on to our social media, and it's Social Media Today. Also, Pro Indy and T-Balance, guys. We'll be right back. And I tell you what, we've got a fantastic NHRA driver standing by from Jimmy Dunn Racing, Todd Lesko. We'll be right back.
So you paint me dead.
This week on Speed Talk, hold on for a jam-packed show.
We talk with Summit Motorsports Park President Bill Bader Jr. about the Summit Nationals NHRA event happening in Norwalk, Ohio.
Also on the show, we have Adam Alexander from the Speed Channel and TNT.
Cliff has a great post-race interview with ARCA Rookie of the Year candidate Eric Jones.
Kenny takes a question from a listener in Mississippi, and I let you know my thoughts on road course racing and NASCAR. And good job on the fodder there, bud.
I wonder what that is.
Wow, so we're just going to start making stuff up and not following the script. Is that what...
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
The best hits, best hits, and the biggest variety.
Biggest variety.
I want it, I need it, and I'm gonna have it.
There's no other station like it on the planet. WROM, realmsofmusic.com, playing tomorrow's hottest artist today.
Fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
All right. right, my minions, welcome back to The Balance, the world's number one sports talk show on Saturday morning, guys. We have got it all. And as you know, the first hour, we jam it packed full of race talk, and we talk as fast as we can about some of the fastest moving vehicles out there. Of course, in hour number two coming up, guys, we got a lot of stuff coming up. We're going to talk some NBA. We're going to be talking some Indianapolis Colts as well. But joining us right now on the line, Mr. Todd Lesko, NHRA professional driver, Jim Dunn Racing Nitro Funny Car. Todd, welcome to The Balance for the very first time. How are you doing, sir?
Great, thank you. Thank you very much. Having a, so far, so pretty good day out here in Chicago. We're qualifying at Joliet this weekend, and the weather's hot and sticky, but it's fast.
I tell you what, it has been hot. We're here in Indianapolis, and it has been hot, 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 hot here the last couple of days, and we've hit temperatures up to 104 degrees. So, and I tell you what, I'm sure with your fire suit and all your gear and inside your car there, I'm going to tell you what, it's probably a lot hotter inside of there. So I don't envy you at all. As much as I would like to be the guy behind that, I don't envy you at all. So tell us a little bit about what's going on up there in Chicago, guys. And we're looking forward to you making it down here to Lucas Oil later on in the year.
Yeah, well, you know that I'm from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, and I arrived into Chicago on Thursday, and the weather was the same thing, about 104 degrees, and the humidity is probably 110%. I hopped out of the airplane, and I started to melt just like a wax candle.
Oh, wow.
We carried on yesterday, and yesterday, first thing in the morning, we're not qualifying until later in the afternoon, 5 and 8. Well, we about noontime, just a horrendous storm. The clouds were green. We thought for sure we were in somewhere in Tornado Alley, but fortunately the rain went over, cooled the track off a little bit, and cooled the temperature off to somewhere around 85, 90 degrees. So, and the track was cooled off. The first qualifying round was pretty good, but at nighttime, the top fuel cars, of course, the funny cars go first, and then the top fuel cars go after us. So the weather came around, the track came around. They ran some tremendous numbers last night. I was just leaving the racetrack, and I heard Spencer Massey ran 328 miles an hour. So they were hauling the mail last night for sure.
Well, obviously you're doing a great job, and I tell you what, you have an impressive resume. As I look through the information here that was provided to us by your people, you're having a fantastic season as well. And obviously you're owned by Hall of Famer Jim Dunn, who celebrated 60 years this year in the sport back in 2009. So obviously you're with somebody that knows what they're doing. So what kind of support is he giving you? Is he giving you any type of helpful tips, and what are some of the things that you can attribute Jim Jones Racing to your success?
Yeah, well, you know, this year is my rookie year in the NHRA as far as driving a top fuel funny car. I've been in the nostalgia ranks for quite a few years, but I came up to the big league this year, and Jim's tremendous. He's a great tuner, and he's also a really good hand in giving me every situation that possibly could occur. In actual fact, before the car leaves, he'll say, you know, the car's going to do this, it's going to do this. And by golly, every time that occurs, it really does happen. And, you know, he's really good. I'm a licensed technician by trade. That's the business I'm in Canada. So, I mean, we sit and look at the computer, and we kind of understand and discuss every lap by lap. So it's really interesting. We've unfortunately had some mechanical failure in the last few runs here, but we're working hard to make sure everything gets back, but Jim is definitely the whole Dunn family is phenomenal. They're a race family that's raced together for 45 years, and everybody gets along really well. And it's a real pleasure to drive for the Dunn family.
Well, we're talking with Todd Lesko, who obviously made his debut here in 2012 in the Full Throttle Series, racing for Jim and Dunn Racing Nitro Funny Car. One question for you: how long has Grime Boss been a sponsor of the car there?
Well, we just acquired the Grime Boss sponsorship. I would suggest within the last 60 days, we've been working on a deal with them, and I actually met the Grime Boss people in Pomona. They were walking around it, at the time, probably looking and watching and understanding the capabilities of marketing in the NHRA, and it's amazing. I believe the staggering numbers are like 11 million people watch NHRA every second weekend when they're running, and it's so they were trying to understand what their market share could be, and I guess just because of the family and our success. They chose Jim Dunn Racing to utilize as a marketing tool in the NHRA.
Now, you used to own a tire store. Am I correct on that?
I still do. Yeah. I'm involved with a company in Western Canada called Fountain Tire, and we've got 150 locations from the Vancouver Island to Thunder Bay, Ontario.
Well, I tell you what, I know the IndyCar series are up there in Toronto this week, so I love Canadians. A good friend of mine, James Hinchcliffe, from over at the IndyCar series. You Canadian drivers all sit together, Tagliani, and you fit in that loop there somewhere?
Yeah, you know, it's we're proud to be Canadian. It's a wonderful country. We're kind of underpopulated, and unfortunately, for my particular sport, we don't have any events, NHRA pro full throttle events in Canada, but there's some that are really close to the border, and they're well attended by Canadians. And I really appreciate the fact that the Canadians stand behind me in my quest to be the top NHRA driver.
Well, you're certainly well on your way. And one thing I want to talk with you a little bit, obviously you guys come every year here to Indianapolis, which obviously Indianapolis is the king city when it comes to racing. Everybody wants to come to Indianapolis. But, you know, people know NASCAR, people know IndyCar. A lot of people don't really know or understand NHRA, and so much so they don't. A lot of them don't really even know the difference between a nitro funny car, a dragster, you know, and so forth. So real quickly, if you could give us a real quick rundown, if you can, and simplify it for our minions, what is a nitro funny car as opposed to some of the other NHRA cars?
Well, a nitro funny car, it's a 8,000 horsepower motor that the driver sits behind the motor. It's 125 inch wheelbase. It's in the day they were called floppers. The reason they were called funny cars is because they're an original OEM car that's been stretched and modified to fit over 125 inch chassis, but they're very specific to the width and the length and the height. It's very stringent, the rules we have to meet to have the car so that it's not aerodynamically changed to a point where it becomes advantageous. So basically, some people are familiar with the dragster, which is a 300 plus inches wheelbase. Ours is 125 inch wheelbase. We have the same power plant, we have the same tires, we basically have the same transmissions as a dragster. So it makes it quite a bit more difficult to drive that particular automobile compared to the dragster because of the short wheelbase, and also the fact you're sitting behind the motor.
You know, that was you couldn't have segued more into that next question. You're behind the freaking motor. I mean, that's got to give some vibrations like no G forces ever. And what I want to know is when you get in there and you go off, and this is just a few seconds, obviously, but when you go from point A to point B, how fast is your heart beating when you get to point B?
Well, you know, it's interesting. A lot of people ask me that question, and the fact of the matter is that we're strapped down pretty tight. We've got a neck restraint on, and, you know, we're strapped in there pretty tight. I think if you ask most drivers, I mean, of course, it's a shot. There's no doubt about it. I mean, we go from 0 to 300 miles an hour in 4 seconds. So, I mean, the math is that we're accelerating quicker than anything on Earth. But the fact of the matter, I think the analogy that I typically use is that bull riders ride and funny car drivers drive. I mean, you have the car has its own mind. You can be on the same track, the same time, and every lap, every run will be different. There's nothing that's the same in any two runs. So it's more of a control issue than it is a thrill of acceleration.
That is unbelievable to me. As much as I say that I'd want to do that, I tell you what, I love the high-speed stuff we do behind the mic here. But no, thank you. But we are looking forward to checking you out here at Lucas Oil when you get down here to Indianapolis. Real quickly, any final thoughts for us? I know you got Chicago this week, and you're focusing on that. So what are some of the things that you guys are focusing on as a team up there in Chicago this weekend, and what's going on with you guys as a team? Any final thoughts? Anything that maybe you want to share with our listeners that I haven't asked you or ask about?
Well, I mean, ultimately, I guess my goal is to perhaps give it a good run and be a great candidate for Rookie of the Year. And I think to be noticed, as we need to be noticed, we need to be in the top 10. And we're really working hard to get our car qualifying so that we get lane choice and have a better opportunity to get to that position. So we're working really hard to get through all our mechanical issues and to get down the racetrack so this this Jim Dunn car can represent as well as it is.
Well, obviously today is social media day today, so we're obviously pushing as much social media as possible. So tell us, are you on Twitter?
Well, I am. I've got Todd Lysenko, CanadianFunnyCar.com. But I don't tweet too often just because my lifestyle doesn't allow me to do that.
I understand. Well, I tell you what, we'll tweet all about you. And can people find you on Facebook, or are you out there where people can find you?
Yeah, definitely. I'm definitely Todd Lysenko on Facebook. That's the handle on Facebook. And as I said, I've got a website that you can just get on by going Todd, you know, by using my name Todd Lysenko and find that.
Well, I tell you what, Todd, I always like to make sure that I do this. Is it Todd Lysenko or Lysenko?
Lysenko,
and I am so sorry for that. You know what, though? In all fairness, I messed up Tagliani's name for like a year. So, you know, so every time he came on, every time we talked, it was I always screwed it up. So I want to let you know you're more than welcome on this show at any time. And we look forward to talking with you when you get down here to Indianapolis in the very near future.
Well, excellent. I really appreciate the time this morning on the radio. And you guys do a great job with the radio show as well.
Well, we thank you very much, and good luck to you this week in Chicago.
Thank you very much.
All righty. Todd Lysenko, and I'm gonna screw it up again, and I'll tell you what, that's okay. We'll get through it. Hey guys, it's so good to have you on board here on the Ballast, and like I said, you don't need any type of mandate or tax to be a minion. All I gotta do is sign on and listen, guys. We're having a great time. And I tell you what, we've got a great young lady coming up here next that we're looking forward to talking to. Also from the NHRA Pro Stock driver, Grace Howell, going to be joining us here and obviously talk to us a little bit more about her part of the NHRA series as well. Guys, we'll be right back right here on The Ballast on Saturday morning. Minions, stay put.
The best hits, best hits, and the biggest variety.
Biggest variety.
I want it, I need it, and I'm gonna have it.
There's no other station like it on the planet. WROM, realmsofmusic.com, playing tomorrow's hottest artist today.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley, Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Owning a pet can be so rewarding, but challenging at times. Do you have to work and can't make it to the vet? Are you away from home for long periods at a time? Is there a new pet at home that needs attention? Are you out of pet food and can't get to the store? Does your yard need cleared of pet waste? Do you have a unique pet that needs special care? Are you going away and you don't want to send your pet to the unfamiliar surroundings of a kennel? If so, Terry's Indy Pet Service can help in all these situations. In addition, full-service grooming will be offered later this year. When you hire Tips, you can leave home and know that your pet is exercised, fed, watered, and given medication, all in the comfort of their own environment. There is no longer a need for your healthy animal to stay in an uncomfortable kennel. Tips can solve the challenges of pet ownership. If you want the most personalized care for your pet, then hire Terry's Indy Pet Service. Visit her on the web at HireTips.com. That's H-I-R-E, Tips.com. Or call her at 317-410-3377. Tips. Your pets can play while you're away.
All right, my minions, welcome back to The Balance on Saturday morning. My name's Tom Marquis, El Presidente. Guys, I tell you what, we're having a great time on the show today, talking with some of the best NHRA drivers around. And joining us right now, taking time out of her busy schedule as well, is Miss Grace Howe. Grace, welcome to The Balance for the first time today. I think she's there. I'm hoping that she's there. Grace, are you with us? Okay, well, we're still working on getting Grace. I thought we had her there. So we're going to continue to try to talk, grab her as possible. So I'm going to try to get her back on the line here in just a moment here. So apologize. She was there. I don't know what happened. So we're gonna continue to try to get a hold of her. Guys, I tell you what a great interview that was. We always enjoy talking with these drivers who literally are taking time out of their day right before they get into a race car, and many times here on Saturday to talk with us. So I am hoping here that we've got Grace on the line here just any second here. So I'm standing by to get the word here that we've got Grace on the line here. So maybe we have her. Grace, are you with us? Hi, Grace. We're trying to still reach Grace Howe. Here on the show, so I'm going to have my producer get on top of that, guys, and I apologize for that. I've shown that she's here, but Grace, are you with us? I am not sure. Grace, are you with us? Okay. Well, apparently we're still having some difficulties. I'm going to wait for word from my producer. Michelle, let me know when we get her on the line, please, if you can connect her. Grace, are you with us? All right. Well, welcome to live radio, guys. Well, you know, we have a blast here. Fantastic show that we have. Grace, are you with us? Well, I am having some technical difficulties on my end connecting with Grace, but hopefully apparently what we're getting, my producers are saying we are getting her voicemail. So we're going to continue to work on that. not sure exactly what happened there. So, you know, we got about 5 minutes. That's okay. It's okay. It's live radio, guys. Yeah, and you know, and here's the thing, and I will say this, I'm sure it's not her fault. You know, they get pulled in 1,000 different directions. They're up there in Chicago. I believe she's in Chicago this weekend. So just a lot going on. So as my producer and a great person behind the scenes who likes to remain behind the scenes, I'm going to say this, guys, it is social media day today. So you know what? I'm just going to bring them out. My whole Balance team, I couldn't do it without them. And Michelle is my Snerdly. You guys ever listen to Rush? I keep telling you that I'm the Rush Limbaugh of sports, whether that be good or bad or indifferent. Michelle's my Snerdly. she's doing a great job, though. I don't know. We're getting voicemail. So we will try to get her another time, guys, and we got about 5 minutes left here. Make sure you give us a call, 917-889-8516. Not sure what happened there, and I apologize. We were unable to bring you Grace Howe today. Obviously, those things happen sometimes in the world of radio, and we have a lot of fun doing it. Guys, I tell you what, though. You know, we have a lot of fun talking with these drivers and really talking with them about what's going on in their series as well. And here's the thing, guys. We are open to any – so if you guys have – hey, you know, my local guy down here drives a dirt car, needs a sponsor. Hey, we'll do what we can do to help move people along the way there. So, you know, if you want to know – guys, if you want to talk about anything right now, we got about, I'd say 5 minutes or so. 917-889-8516. Yeah, 917-889-8516. And what would the balance be on Saturday without something crazy happening, huh? But that's all good. It's all good. It is the balance. You guys are the minions. And, you know, what would we do without you? And here's the thing, guys. Get on your social media today and tell everybody what a great show this is. what if we get Josh back on or something? See, why couldn't Josh have just called surprisingly an impromptu at 9:53 Eastern. But you know what, though? We are talking racing. It's pretty cool. You know, here's the thing. You know, I was going to talk with Grace and about some of her accomplishments. I'm sorry that we missed her, guys. And you know what? She qualified this year's season opener at the Winter Nationals in Pomona, California. First time in NHRA Pro Stock history that two women qualified for the same event. She's qualified for three events this season, Pomona, Charlotte, and Englishtown, New Jersey. And she's been around racing her entire life, growing up in a racing family where both her and her mother raced. Can you believe that, having your mom? Yeah, I've heard about your dad racing and you getting into racing because your dad raced and so forth. But, yeah, your mom. And she began racing junior dragsters at the age of 8 and enjoyed a lot of success doing that. I tell you what, at the age of 16, made her change from junior dragster to adult race car racing. Then the NHRA super stock class as well. I tell you what, it would have been great to have her on. But we are working with the PR people to get her rescheduled in. So, those things happen. You know, we're going to blame it on the PR people. No, we won't. But you know what? One great thing about it, 2008, Grace made her professional driving debut with General Motors factory-backed front-wheel drive Cobalt with Nopi in Battle of the Imports Pro Stock Division and back-to-back wins in June of 2008. And I tell you what, this girl, I'm really gonna look forward to having her on. Grace, Bristol, she was coming off one of the best performances of her career, where she qualified for the Tough Field in Englishtown, New Jersey. Second year NHRA Pro Stock driver Grace Howe was frustrated to miss qualifying for this weekend's NHRA Thunder Valley Nationals at Bristol Dragway. Howe drove the Cunningham Motorsports Ford Mustang to the best of 6.755 seconds, just missing the 6.746 second bump spot. Guys, you just heard Todd talking about this earlier. Todd Legesco. I'm just going to say Legesco. Oh. But, guys, put this in perspective. You know, to be right behind the motor block, going from 0 to 300 and some odd miles an hour in 2 or 3 seconds, put that in perspective. That is some serious G-forces. That is some serious heart-pounded racing. You wonder why they call it nitro racing. Well, anyway, I tell you what, Grace, will be with the rest of the Cunningham Motorsports plan to test at St. Louis on the opening day in anticipation of the next event at NHRA Full Throttle Drag Racing Series at the O'Reilly Auto Parts NHRA Route 66 Nationals in Joliet, Illinois, June 28th through the July 1st. Guys, we are... apologize, we couldn't bring her on board with you. We're going to stand by here at 10 o'clock here Eastern time. We're going to have Mr. Jay Graves on the phone. That's right, guys. We are bringing back Hot Joint of the Week. He's going to try to convince us, as he always does on the Hot Joint of the Week. Why in the world should we say that... why should we say that LeBron James is better than Michael Jordan at this age? He's gonna, you know, everybody's loving LeBron James. You know what? I'll freely admit that I'm a LeBron hater. I don't think he's worth all the hype. And so we'll certainly get into that conversation, I'm sure. It's going to be good to have the Hot Joint of the Week back coming up here in just a couple more minutes, guys. And, you know, I apologize again that we couldn't bring Grace Howe to you. Sometimes scheduling conflicts happen, and that's just the way that things go. That's just the way that the ball bounces. Have you ever seen the proverbial ball bounce? I'm just saying, I had to throw that in there, guys. I had to throw that in there. Guys, I tell you what. It's been a great first hour. I want to thank Todd Legesco. my goodness. That's been one of those days. And you know what? I was doing all right until until I ask him. Now I've got a confidence problem here on saying his name correctly. But it is what it is, as they say in the world. Todd Lesko, anyway, NHRA professional driver of Jim Dunn Racing Nitro Funny Car up in Chicago this weekend. You know, I mean, we're going to, guys, make sure you get on there and vote for Pete's new nickname, because we want to make sure that we let him know. Tweet us, hey, Tornado Pete or Pothole Pete. It's that simple, guys. We're going to take a break. When we get back, it is true. The rumors are true. Everything you've heard is true. Jay Graves of the Jay Graves Report. Yeah, he's back. And we got the hot joint of the week back. And, yeah, we're going to be hollering at you, boy. We'll be right back, guys.
This week on Speed Talk, hold on for a jam-packed show.
We talk with Summit Motorsports Park President Bill Bader Jr. about the Summit Nationals NHRA event happening in Norwalk, Ohio.
Also on the show, we have Adam Alexander from the Speed Channel and TNT.
Cliff has a great post-race interview with ARCA Rookie of the Year candidate Eric Jones.
Kenny takes a question from a listener in Mississippi, and I let you know my thoughts on road course racing and NASCAR. And good job on the fodder there, Bob.
I wonder what that is.
Wow, so we're just going to start making stuff up and not following the script. Is that what...
Fastlane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Minions, welcome back to the Balance Saturday morning. My name's Tom Marquis, El Presidente. Hey guys, we have brought it back by popular demand. That's right. Everybody want to know where in the world Hot Jam of the Week went. Joining us now, Mr. Jay Graves. I was gonna tell the world that you've been serving time, and you know you got busted, and you know doing the gang banging stuff you do. But I thought, well, I'll give him a break. You know, it's his first day back and everything. Welcome back to the Balance, Mr. Jay Graves of the JayGravesReport.com. Holla at your boy.
It's your man. Holla at your boy. What's going on, man?
What's going on, my brother from another mother?
Hey, look, man, you have to excuse me, man. I've got kids that play sports. You know, this is a sports show, so I got kids that run track, that play baseball. Saturday mornings has just been crazy. We got a little break right now, so you got your boy back on the show. Holla at your boy.
Well, I am so glad that you're here, and we're back with Hot Joint of the Week. Hopefully, we can things will start slowing down as the weather gets a little less intense. We'll be able to have you back more often for the Hot Joint of the Week. But for the cameo appearance today, Hot Joint of the Week, obviously, you think, well, I'm just going to let you talk to us, introduce the Hot Joint of the Week, and go with it, my friend.
Well, you know, I missed you during the course of the playoffs and the finals and everything. And there's so many people. I was so happy to see LeBron James win a championship. I know you weren't. You were one of those people that was streaking butt naked down the street, mad because LeBron finally won a championship.
Not quite that bad. I don't think I was quite that bad. But yeah, go ahead.
But you know what? I wrote a hot joint because during the course of the finals, during the course of the playoffs, even during the course of the season. People were always saying that LeBron James wasn't a great player because he hadn't won a championship, and Michael Jordan had 6 championships, et cetera. So last year I wrote a hot joint last year that said LeBron James was better than Michael Jordan at 26. And what I mean by that, and so I wrote a new joint this year called Bamboozled. People have been bamboozled for so long. Michael Jordan is the GOAT. He is, you know, hands down, he is the greatest player to ever play the game. We're not going to take that away. But what I'm saying is Michael messed it up for a lot of people coming after him, because now so many people equate being great with winning championships. Like you, like Karl Malone, Charles Barkley, Pete Maravich, George Gervin, John Stockton, Elgin Baylor weren't great players. You know, these guys were great players. They just never won championships, because you have to remember that a championship is a team award. It's not won by one person. But since people want to use that argument, then I'm going to use that argument in this situation. In Bamboozle, my argument is LeBron James is a far better basketball player at 27 years old than Michael Jordan was at 27 years old. And the reason I say that is because when LeBron James, at a younger age, LeBron was a lot better than Michael Jordan was. Jordan didn't win a championship until he was 28 years old. Most people don't realize that. A lot of folks that are 40 and younger or 38 and younger never saw Michael Jordan play when he was in college and in high, when he first came into the league. You got to remember that Michael Jordan went to college at 18 years old. He was the third option at North Carolina. He played on a team with Sam Perkins and James Worthy. At 18 years old, LeBron James was the rookie of the year in the NBA. You know, up to this point, at 27 years old, when you look at both of their careers, LeBron James has been to three finals. He's won three MVPs, and he's won an NBA championship. At 27 years old, Michael Jordan hadn't won any of that. So my point here is you have to give LeBron time to develop. What we saw in LeBron over these last 8 or 9 years was Michael Jordan all over again developing as a player. Because remember, when Jordan came into the league in 1984, he couldn't shoot and he couldn't go to his left. And that made it easy for guys like Larry Bird and the Boston Celtics to beat his head in the Eastern Conference, because they forced him to his left on a regular basis, and he would always fail. When he came into the league, they were always comparing him with Magic and Bird. When is he going to win one? Yeah, he's got athleticism. Yeah, he's winning the dunk contest, but he can't win. That was the conversation. Go ahead.
No. I was just going to say, you know, those are all valid points. I mean, those are all valid points. And certainly, no, I don't think anybody's going to sit here and argue that LeBron James isn't a fantastic basketball player. Obviously, he's finally won a championship. He's finally won the big game. Maybe sooner or later he'll have a gold medal, too. Oh, by the way, Michael Jordan has a gold medal. But I'm just saying.
LeBron James has a gold medal as well.
You know. Well, that's true. That's true.
He won a gold medal. He won a gold medal at a younger age.
Well, here's the thing. You know, look around the league today. I look at players like Kobe. I'm not a big Kobe fan either, for that matter. But you know, you look around the league today, and it's hard to argue that anyone has a sharper edge than Kobe Bryant in crunch time. He wants the ball. Everyone in the stadium knows he's going to shoot, and somehow he still makes the shot. I don't know. Does LeBron have that? Jordan absolutely had the edge. He had physical skills. But
oh, yeah.
Here's the thing. Jordan also beat you with the mind. He psychologically beat you. People were worried about playing Michael Jordan before they ever got out of the locker room. Did they with LeBron? I don't think so.
Keep this in mind. You're talking about the Michael Jordan post-1991 when he started winning championships. Nobody was intimidated by Michael Jordan between 84 and 89. That's what I'm talking about. See, everyone, when they start talking about Jordan, they really are talking about Jordan between 91 and 96 and 97, when he became the legend. When he was getting his head beat in by the Pistons in 88, 89, and 90, nobody was talking about it. Because let's keep it real. Michael Jordan player hated Isaiah Thomas from being on the Dream Team, because Isaiah Thomas and the Pistons beat his head in for years. The Magic Bird and Company beat his head in for years. Jordan wasn't the dude that everybody, that all the highlights show. I'm talking about the Jordan that couldn't shoot and couldn't go to his left. We never saw Michael Jordan playing all five positions. We never saw Michael Jordan guarding all five positions. We saw LeBron James down in the post with Kevin Garnett in the Eastern Conference semifinals. Michael Jordan never got in the post with Kareem. You know what I mean? What I'm saying is this guy at an early age, at 27 years old, is doing far more on the court than Michael Jordan was ever even asked to do in the process of being 27 or younger. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that LeBron James will be better than Michael Jordan when their careers are over. What I'm saying is we have to stop trying to think that Michael Jordan, I mean that LeBron James at 27 should be better than Michael Jordan was at 34 or 35. Go ahead.
No, I'm just trying to figure out how in the world you can call it bamboozled when LeBron and I think legacy, when you're talking about great players and great players of all time, and you want to say that, okay, at certain time of their life somebody was better than somebody, okay, the local high school player is better at this point in their life than. Someone playing in middle school.
The only way you can compare these two guys is at the same age. You can't compare them at the end of their careers because LeBron's career is still going on. Let's keep it real. When Jordan came into the league, we weren't comparing Jordan to Bill Russell. When Bill Russell's career was over and he had won 11 championships, we weren't saying that Bill Russell's got 11 championships and Jordan doesn't have any. They weren't saying that. We waited until Jordan's career was over and said, well, even though Bill Russell has 11 championships, I think Jordan is still a better basketball player than Bill Russell was. That's what most people would say. But using the ignorant argument that people use is and say that in order to be great, you got to have championships, then Bill Russell should be listed as the greatest player to ever play based on the argument of championships. Or Robert Horry should be listed better than Michael Jordan because he's got more championships. Look how stupid that sounds.
I agree with you. I think time will tell. A couple things, though, here I want to add to the argument or add fuel to the fire or stir the soup, whatever you want to say. Jordan never lost in the finals. LeBron is 1-for-3. Jordan played in the era when teams hammered their way through each other through years and put together multiple championships. LeBron plays in an era when superstars either move to a better team or grab a payday with a falling franchise, and it's hard to say that there's a dynasty out there that LeBron has conquered yet. We're in this Twitter-driven world, and by the way, I want to scold you on your lack of Twittering. Dude, I haven't sad sacked anybody on this show in a while, but you are officially sad sacked. I used to get all kinds of Jay Graves Twitters, and all of a sudden I just get sporadic ones. And I don't know what happened to you, brother.
Twitter,
I don't know.
I'm on Twitter all the time, bro.
But to your point, where
you say Jordan never lost the finals, like I keep saying, Jordan didn't go to a final until he was 28. He's far more mature. He had better teams, et cetera. LeBron James took the Cleveland Cavaliers, took a bunch of bums to the finals when he was 23 years old. When Jordan was 23 years old, he was getting his head beat in with the Chicago Bulls. I know because I grew up in Gary, Indiana, right next door to Chicago, didn't miss a game, bruh. And they were getting blasted. So what I'm saying to you, trying to say that he never wait, at this point now, I'm saying, okay, if LeBron at 28 starts losing finals and starts not doing what Jordan did, then you can say that. And the reason I compare the ages on the careers is simply because you can't talk about what Jordan did at 32, and LeBron ain't even 32 yet.
I agree with you. I will say this. I time will tell. And, I like to play the opposite role with you, and I think you've made some valid points. And unfortunately, we're about out of time. But here's the thing, real quickly, though, in this Twitter-driven world that we're in, even if LeBron racks up six rings, there's still a big matter of decision. Jordan never left the Bulls to play for the Lakers or the Celtics. In fact, when you close your eyes and you think about Michael Jordan, do you picture him in a Wizard uniform? I don't think so. So what?
Let me say this.
When we're talking about legacy, that's what my point being. Go ahead.
Let me say this. Michael Jordan didn't have to leave the Bulls because the Bulls picked up Scottie Pippen in 1987, and they figured out as an organization that Doug Collins couldn't coach him because Jordan was frustrated fighting guys at practice, beating guys up, losing games. So they brought in Phil Jackson. Do you really think in your mind that Michael Jordan would have won six championships if he were playing for the Washington Wizards or for the Atlanta Hawks? LeBron James left Cleveland primarily because Cleveland is the worst-ran organization in the league. They fired Mike Brown, and then 2 weeks later, Danny Ferry, the GM, left. Why would you stay there if there is a such thing called free agency? And the Celtics and the Lakers for years have owned more than 50% of all NBA championships. Why? Because guys want to go play in L.A. They
all
have
right.
No problem. When Magic Johnson showed up in L.A., he already had Kareem. He already had Worthy, et cetera. You don't have to leave when you already got good players.
I agree, and I tell you what, we have got to make that the final word because we are up against the clock here. And here's the thing, Jay, I got people now who keep me in line, brother, and they're telling me I got to wrap this thing up with you, brother. But I hope and pray that the hot joint is back to stay for a while. We really do.
Hey,
we enjoy having you
keep
on.
Keep it going.
Where can people find your work and your masterpieces, Jay?
Hey, you can catch me at thejgravesreport.com, or you can hit me up on Twitter, at jgravesreport. Holla at your boy.
Holla at your boy. Jay, it's an honor, buddy. I love arguing with you.
All right, talk to you this week.
All right. Mr. Jay Graves of the Jay Graves Report, bringing back the hot joint of the week. I'll tell you what, it may seem to you like we argue, but you know what? That's what the minions like. They love it. You guys don't know this, some of your new minions, but the hot joint of the week was one of the most anticipated segments we had for the longest time. But like you said, he had dad duties and all that good stuff going on. Well, hey, guys, we'll be right back. Bouncing off Phil. Philip B. Wilson going to be up. We're going to talk about the up-and-coming Colts and the NFL, guys. Minions, stay right there.
This week on Speed Talk, hold on for a jam-packed show.
We talk with Summit Motorsports Park President Bill Bader Jr. about the Summit Nationals NHRA event happening in Norwalk, Ohio.
Also on the show, we have Adam Alexander from the Speed Channel and TNT.
Cliff has a great post-race interview with ARCA Rookie of the Year candidate Eric Jones.
Kenny takes a question from a listener in Mississippi, and I let you know my thoughts on road course racing and NASCAR. And good job on the fodder there, bud.
I wonder what that is.
Wow, so we're just going to start making stuff up and not following the script. Is that what?
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
The best hits, best hits, and the biggest variety.
Biggest variety.
I want it, I need it, and I'm gonna have it.
There's no other station like it on the planet. WROM, realmsofmusic.com, playing tomorrow's hottest artist today.
So you're not good at sports. It's a very small part of life.
Sports, 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 sports. Bart rides up in the front seat today because he's a good guy at sports.
Oh.
boys and girls, my minions, welcome back to The Balance on Saturday morning. The world's number one internet, and we're not just on the internet, we're everywhere. And I'm going to tell you what, you don't need a mandate, and you don't need a special tax to be a minion. All you got to do is tune in and listen to us. We're so glad that you guys are with us on social media day today. Make sure you're checking us out on T-Balance and Pro Indy, IndyProSports.com, guys. And I tell you what, I love having our next guest. He's no stranger to the show. Been here more than a couple times. Philip B. Wilson of Bounce It Off Phil of IndyStar.com, of the Indianapolis Star, who knows everything there is to know about everything when it comes to local Indianapolis sports and some national stuff that he likes to talk about too. Mr. Philip B. Wilson. Phil, how you doing, sir? Welcome to The Balance again.
Greetings. How you doing?
Salutations to you, sir. Is it hot enough for you?
Salutations to you, man. Thanks for saying I know everything. Some days I don't feel like I know anything at all, so that was a nice pick-me-up there. Maybe I should be more confident.
Well, that's my goal, my friend. I tell you what. What do you think about this weather here in Indy? Yeah. Crazy, huh?
Well, I was down in Kentucky yesterday at Kentucky Speedway interviewing NASCAR drivers, and we came out of a couple interviews in the media center. I was heading to the garage to talk to Ryan Newman and Paul Menard, the Brickyard champion last year. And when you stepped out of the doors, you really did feel like you're going into one of those saunas at, you know, a spa or, you know, some gyms, you know, where they have the volcano rocks or whatever in the thing, and the steam bath. It just felt like you just got this wave. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Literally, if you stood out there at the speedway for 10, 15, 20 minutes, you start sweating. And you couldn't help it. So it was pretty incredible.
Let me ask you this. You were obviously at the 500. I was there, too, as well. It was very, very hot there at IMS at the Indianapolis 500 race this year. Any comparison to that is what we're experiencing right now?
It feels hotter now. It really does, because it's just the humidity is just – the humidity has got to be higher, and then maybe somebody will call in or they'll email you and say, "Well, Philby's wrong. It was actually the same or worse." But I didn't get the same feeling when I was walking around the speedway. I know it was hot, but just right now it feels so much different. And yet, you know, people are asking drivers, you know, about, you know, how the cars respond and all this stuff. And like Dario said when I asked him back in May, you know, about whether they're worried about the heat on race day. So, well, we've kind of got a 220-mile-per-hour air conditioner here because the wind's in our face. So it's not like that oppressive heat is going to bother them as much. It's hot all the time in the car, but they're facing the wind and slamming into the wind all the time. So it wasn't probably as bad as people think for them.
Well, I brought you on not to talk about the weather, although it is a good conversation. I brought you on to talk with you about the up-and-coming Indianapolis Colts. Obviously, everybody knows that you're one of the key beat writers for the Indianapolis Colts. You got a whole team of people out there, I know, but you certainly are one of the guys. And my question to you is, you don't have Peyton Manning to pick on. You don't have Bill Polian to pick on this year. Where are you going to go with this? Because I tell you what, I'm beginning to wonder if you're even going to have Andrew Luck to pick on. What is going on? Irsay won't shut his mouth on Twitter again. So I'm just going to let you just vent for a few minutes and tell me what is going on with the Colts. All they wanted was Andrew Luck. They got Luck. Now they can't sign him. What's up?
They will. They'll sign him. I'm not worried about it. I get a tweet or an email every day or every week, it seems, from somebody who's panicking. I've never worried about it. I think because there's a pecking order and you watch how other people are signed, I think it's in the best interest of both parties to make sure that, you know, they get everything ironed out in conjunction with what everybody else is getting. But that said, I've never worried about it because it's kind of a slotted amount. There's only so much you can get. I think they're haggling over details now. I've seen reports to that effect. Len Pasquarelli reported that. Jim Irsay went on Twitter and quickly denied it, which, you know, I think the world of Jim, but, you know, if I learned anything from the Peyton Manning saga, there's a lot of play in people and how they present things to the public and what they want the public to know. And, you know, I'm not saying it's dishonest, but, you know, that's kind of where we as reporters, we think, gee, this is a chance for us to be more important to people because we kind of can cut through the bull a little bit and tell them, hey, you know, he's playing a position here. Hey, he's saying this because of this. There's reason, there's intent. You know, Manning talked to so-and-so, so Ursay talked to so-and-so. And I think right now it's a lot of posturing and it's getting people nervous. But I've tried to assure them all along that there's just no doubt in my mind Andrew Luck will be signed. He'll be in camp. I'm much more concerned about whether they'll take care of him, you know, how they'll block for him, whether they can keep him clean enough with a semi-decent run game so that they're not a one-dimensional offense and he gets smacked around hard. But he's still going to take his lumps as a rookie. They always do. And then, you know, maybe just as concerned, if not more, about a hybrid 3-4 or 4-3 defense that, you know, has a lot of moving parts and guys trying to figure it out. I mean, people are still going to have to be worried about how the Colts rebuild and where they go. And some are extremely optimistic. I don't know what you hear. They're going to be a playoff team, and Andrew Luck's going to the Pro Bowl. I'm like, well, I just don't know. That might be overly optimistic, but we'll see what happens.
I could agree with you more. And one of the things that I know you obviously, some of your recent posts talking about the practice, there's only going to be a limited practice schedule open to the public, and it'll be in the afternoons, kind of like when everybody's at work. It's almost like they don't want the public there during training camp, and maybe that's not the case. But as we know, perception is everything. And so my question is, what are the Colts trying to hide at training camp away from their fans and the public?
You know, that's probably the first thing I've written that could be construed as negative since the new regime took over. And I'm trying to avoid being overly negative about anything. I'm going to try and be patient. I'm going to try and be understanding. I'm going to try and give them the benefit of the doubt a lot because there's a lot to rebuild. But when I saw the schedule, I just didn't understand it. And I thought, well, we have an obligation to tell fans this because ever since I was going to training camp at Rose Holman, the routine was morning practice, fertile for autographs afterward. It was the best time to get autographs. Hell, they had an autograph tent set up for fans, but Peyton Manning and the rest of the people would come right over to the side ropes and sign after the morning practice. It was great. And now it's just one afternoon practice, middle of the day. It'll be hotter than you know what. And I just don't get why they cut that off. I mean, you were encouraging fans before to make a day of it by coming out for the morning, then going and getting a bite to eat somewhere while the team did, and then coming out and seeing the afternoon. You were really encouraging them to be supportive and you know, really show their true colors. And now you're sending a message, and I'm sure they have their reasons and we'll ask them why, but right now they're sending a message, well, you're going to see a little bit and that's it. And I don't get it. I think it's a bad PR move. Now, maybe Chuck Pagano just wants it that way. Maybe that's the way Pagano did it with Baltimore or where he was before. Maybe that's the way he's used to. But I wish somebody would have said something and said, you know, what's it hurt to let him watch the walkthrough workouts in the morning? It doesn't hurt anything. If it's a walkthrough, you're going half speed, nobody's going to learn anything. I mean, and everybody knows everybody in the NFL anyway. You're not veiling secrets out here for the world to see that I can tweet about and say, oh, gee, Austin Collie's going to be an H-back slot tight end slot quarterback and run the option. I mean, we're not allowed to tweet and write about the strategy stuff anyway, but even then, you're not going to – it's all about performance on Sunday. It's all about who shows up and who's prepared and who executes their game plans better. That's and who screws up the most. That's how 90% of the games are won, I think. It's not about, well, we picked this up when we were watching film of them in training camp. And I'm not trying to be overly critical. I mean, but it just – I scratch my head on this one. I really do. And I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Pagano says, hey, this is what I want to do. Okay, all right, you're the new guy. Grigson says, Ryan Grigson, the new GM, says that's the way we want to do it. Okay, hey, fine, all right, it's your call. But when fans bail out and complain, I can't tell them they're wrong, you know, and I try and be a voice for the fans, you know that.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, obviously, we're all, the Colts are under a spotlight this year anyway. Obviously, with everybody wants to see what's going to happen the first year after Peyton Manning's gone and you know, Andrew Luck. And then now we've got, Dwight Freeney and Robert Mathis doing a switch up. And we've got, you know, they're moving from their longtime 4-3 defense scheme to the 3-4. And you know, I don't think Chuck Pagano is going to really mess with success. I don't think he's going to reinvent the wheel. I don't think he's going to fix something that isn't broke. But what my concern is it too much, too fast, and it ultimately, is it going to hurt the franchise?
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, you know, you do this at a time when you really want to build as much positive sentiment and feelings as possible, and you're telling the fans, no, we're changing things, and this is all you get. And I would think you'd want to be more open to interaction and seeing them, and you bring up a good point again. I mean, if this team struggles this year, which there's no reason to think that they're just going to be stunningly great. I mean, it'd be great if they were for everybody watching, but it's unrealistic to think that you go from 2-14 with a clean house, and then all of a sudden you're a playoff contender in 1 year. So it's going to take some growing pains. It's going to take some adjustment. It's going to take, you know, figuring out that defense and Andrew Luck making mistakes, because the quickest way you learn in the NFL is screwing up. Peyton Manning found that out as a rookie in 98. They were 3-13, and he threw a bunch of interceptions. You learn what to do and what not to do from playing and screwing up, and Peyton was a big believer in that. I think that's why I'm going to probably tell people all year long, at least this first year, when Andrew Luck screws up, I'm going to say, give him time, give him time. And people will say, oh, man, they screwed this whole thing up. I mean, they paid Manning, they messed that up. They were nuts to get rid of him. And Manning, if he does well in Denver, that'll fan the flame even more. I just think that this is going to be a 2 or 3 year process to see whether they're coming out of it and moving in the right direction. I don't think you can ascertain too much from this first year. I think you want to have hope and see certain players show you promise. And if you see that and you see a plan that's somewhat effective sometime, you'll think, okay, I can see how this could work. They just need better parts.
Well, we're joined now by Philip B. Wilson from IndyStar.com. And I know we only got you for a limited amount of time. Also on the line with us is Miles Fork from BAMP Magazine and good friend of the show as well. And Philip, and he's also a big Colts fan, so I wanted to make sure that he got into this conversation as well.
Hey, Miles.
How's it going on this morning?
How you doing,
bud? I tell you what. Guys, I'm going to tell you what BAMF, Miles with BAMF, and Phil, I'll let you figure out what BAMF means. I don't want to say it on the air here, but I'll tell you what. I want to tell you what, this guy's got the job above all. So, Miles, real quickly, I want you to make sure that you ask Phil any questions about the Colts before we let him go.
Well, I mean, I know that they're changing up the defense, you know, but I think it was kind of needed, don't you? I mean, with the way that things were kind of going, the morale was kind of like in flux. I don't think the team was doing any good, you know, and I think it's from a top down type of thing. And I personally think that they needed to kind of clean house a little bit. And, you know, I think that, a new style, I think it's, maybe a new attitude. I'm kind of excited as a fan. It's like getting a brand new little shiny car that you've always wanted. You know, I'm a Colts fan, and I'll tell you what, this is the way I am. I'm a Colts fan first and a player fan second. Am I going to miss Peyton Manning? Yeah. But do you think, honestly, that it was not needed?
Oh, no. You're on a roll, Bamf. Definitely. The first and foremost, the defense imploded, and there are a lot of factors for that. But first and foremost, the defense is a mess. We had guys telling us toward the end of the year that, you know, Larry Coyer and the defensive coaches weren't making adjustments at halftime, and it was this vanilla layback cover two, whatever it was, and teams were just picking them apart, and they couldn't cover a talented speed guy like Mike Wallace or Julio Jones, even if he did go deep, and they're still laying back. And, you know, remember one game where Pat Anger was 20 yards off the ball and dropping backward, you know, in pass coverage. I mean, it drove them crazy. You know, so here's the contradiction of that system. You know, built to play with a lead, which they never had, turn the pass rushers loose, supposedly, to put pressure and make them make a quick decision, but you're giving them all this cushion, dating back to when Nick Harper was here, and Nick complained to me, man, they won't let me jump routes. I can't jump routes. They won't let me get aggressive with anything. And I've been assured already that this system is different. The guys have a plan. They're going to be aggressive. They're going to attack. Yeah, that probably means they'll get exposed and they'll give up some plays, you know, because they're aggressive, but they're not going to lay back and wait. And, that's, man, I don't know about you, but I hate defense. Just if you're laying back and playing vanilla and all that, I just can't stand it that way. I grew up in Ohio. I was a Steelers fan.
Yep.
Curtain, and they got after you, and they smashed you in the mouth, and they were nasty, and they brought the rush, but they had linebackers to hit, and Mel Blount would turn you up on your head and drop you, you know.
Exactly.
And you half, you know. So to watch them play cover two vanilla back, I mean, no question they need to change that. And so you're spot on there. You're spot on.
Phil, I want to make sure we get some other questions in here. And one of the things I wanted to address with you is this looming concussion issue. We look at what happened with Junior Seau. We look at what happened with some other players. Everybody wants to blame everything on concussions. Are we getting to the point where the NFL cannot play football, or are we really dealing with some real safety issues, or do you think that maybe this has become more of a media hype, media spin? And the media has made it more of an issue than it really is. Or do we really do have an issue with concussions? Which brings me back to back questions here that I'll let you address both of those into the whole bounty issue. When you have a bounty and then you have concussions issues and questions, those are two big things that I think are huge things that the media are really spinning in a negative manner and a negative connotation. And I don't think the Saints are alone in allowing that to happen. Others have just been able to get away with it. What are your thoughts on those two and how they connect to each other?
Well, the concussion thing bothers me greatly because I interviewed Bernard Whittington recently for a story when they merged those lawsuits. There's like, what, 2,000 former players listed in merged lawsuits against the league. And some of them you could say, well, they're just jumping into the fray because they got dinged sometime. But there's too many people on that list, going back even to the 70s, who are convinced that the league knew more than it let on and that it didn't do enough to protect them better from concussions. And that, I don't know, it'll be tough to prove. I don't know how they'll prove it, but I tend to believe 2,000 people that there's got to be something there. And you know, when we asked Roger Goodell before the Super Bowl, he came to town 3 months before whatever, and a colleague asked him specifically about concussions, and he tried to act like the league was in the forefront of the concussion movement and had spent all this money and all the – I don't doubt that. I'm sure it has, but all these guys can't be wrong. I just can't believe that. So you tie that into the bounty gate, and, yeah, I'm sure that there are other bounties around the league. Tell Chris Carter went on TV and said if somebody tried to clock him, he offered his teammates some money to clock the guy back. I mean, it's probably been around forever, for a long, long time. So, but you're right. I mean, they're trying to make it safer, and now we have all this, you know, concussion talk about all these pending lawsuits, and I know there are new helmets out there. Bill Simpson developed a helmet that was used by some Colts last year, so it's constantly evolving, and it does concern me. It does concern me because it's a nasty game, and I don't know if you can take all that out of it.
Well, Also, and real quickly, Miles, because I know we've only got Phil here for just a moment, and we'll get to you in just a second, Miles. But one of the things and how I'm going to want to tie all this together, and they don't get a lot of media attention, and that's the Indianapolis Destroyers and the semi-pro. You know, I was out there, and I covered them with the IndyProSports and .com and the show, and had an opportunity to talk with them. But the thing is, I had an opportunity to meet Zeb Zutton, and he was going to be on the show today. I guess it just didn't come together. But he's the head coach of the Jay County Panthers. And there was and I don't know if you heard about this, it was featured on ESPN, but I don't know if you heard about this, about the tragic death of David Coleman Jr.'s death, where he died from a fatal hit in the middle of the game. He was blindsided while trying to make a punt return tackle, and as he said to me, we're always talking about the dangers of special teams, and one minute you're on offense and one minute you're on special teams. And really, the doctor said it was equivalent to not having your seatbelt on in a car going 55 miles an hour and the steering wheel going through your chest. Everything was fine in the toxicology and autopsy report. This was just one of those things that happen in football. We look at some of those lower levels as the Indianapolis Destroyers and the semi-pro football that, you know, a lot of these guys are pay for play in those type of situations. And you build from there on the safety, and I bring that up because that got national attention with the Jay County Panthers, and I'm just wondering, what are your thoughts on that when you see things like that happen, Phil?
No, you've seen guys paralyzed, you've seen guys killed, you've seen guys, you know, permanently altered for life, and it does give me pause. I mean, Bernard Whittington told me about all the problems he has and how he can't sleep through the night. He hasn't been able to sleep through the night since he played. And this is somebody most people have forgotten about already. It does make me wonder how much it's worth it. But then again, you have other guys that are in that locker room right now, and they'll tell you, if I can support my family for the rest of their days by doing whatever I can to play football, I don't care what happens to my body. I know there are guys who are going to feel that way. So I don't know. How do you make it better? How do you eliminate the risk?
I've got a question for you. I mean, this is the way I feel, right? There were fewer injuries from the 1940s to the 1960s, and I think the statistics show that the increase in injuries has happened since the equipment has supposedly gotten better. I'm watching these guys with these helmets, and the better the helmets are, they're using these helmets like weapons.
Yep.
You know, why not just remove the face mask off these things? Because, you know, they feel like they're tanks, and they're going to stop ramming each other. And maybe, if, you know, they're afraid they're going to, you know, smash up that pretty little nose and get back into some real football. You know, because I think that they're using these helmets as weapons.
Yeah, they've been doing that for a while. That's why the league was cracking down a year or so ago, handing out suspensions or handing out fines and threatening suspensions for guys that have done it. There's guys historically in the league that have done that are known for taking cheap shots and hurting people. And you know, Anthony Gonzalez can tell you that his one season ended, you know, on a cheap shot, getting hit way out of bounds by a guy who has a history of hurting people.
Yeah, but it's kind of like the Indianapolis 500. You know, we don't want to see a crash, but the entire crowd wants to see a crash. You know, you don't want no one to get hurt. But, you know, I mean, in my opinion, I think that regardless of what the NFL says, man, you know, they glorified the Raiders, you know what I mean? And, you know, even like you were just saying, that smash mouth type of football, you know, with the Steelers, I mean, we say that we don't want people being hurt, but we want to see it be rough. It's a dichotomy that's you can't have one without the other.
How can you have it both ways? That's a tough one. It's a good question. I mean, how can you play it both ways? I mean, because it's why it's so popular. There's danger, there's risk, and you can't deny NFL's popularity.
Well, I hate to cut this short because this is a great conversation, Phil. You know, you're always welcome on the show, and you're more than welcome to stick around. We got Jason Hammer of the Hammer Nigel Show. Everybody knows Jason. Everybody loves Jason. He's going to be on as well here in just a few more minutes. So, Phil, you're more than welcome to stick around, but we do got to take a break. Phil, you going to stick around? You got to go.
I can stick around for a little while longer.
All right. All right, we'll be right back, guys. We're standing by. Jason Hammer of the Hammer and Nigel Show is going to join us. He's going to talk a little bit more Colts. Obviously, right now, also is Philip B. Wilson and Miles Thorpe of BAMF Magazine, one of our new favorite friends. And I'm going to tell you what, Phil, when you got to have a friend to hang out with, Miles and BAMF Magazine is the one to do it, guys. We'll be right back.
I'm sexy and I know it.
The best hits, best hits, and the biggest variety.
Biggest variety.
I want it, I need it, and I'm gonna have it.
There's no other station like it on the planet. WROM, realmsofmusic.com, playing tomorrow's hottest artist today.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
This week on Speed Talk, hold on for a jam-packed show.
We talk with Summit Motorsports Park President Bill Bader Jr. about the Summit Nationals NHRA event happening in Norwalk, Ohio.
Also on the show, we have Adam Alexander from the Speed Channel and TNT.
Cliff has a great post-race interview with ARCA Rookie of the Year candidate Eric Jones.
Kenny takes a question from a listener in Mississippi, and I let you know my thoughts on road course racing and NASCAR. And good job on the fodder there, Bob.
I wonder what that is.
Wow, so we're just going to start making stuff up and not following the script. Is that what we're...
All right, my minions, welcome back to the Ballots on Saturday morning. We go into our final 15 minutes of the show, and joining us on the line is Philip B. Wilson of IndyStar.com, Miles Fork of BAMF Magazine, and we're standing by for Jason Hammer of the Hammer and Nigel Show to jump in and join this conversation that we're having about the Colts and about, you know, concussion and Bounty Gate. And obviously, guys, if you have any questions, give us a call. It is social media day, guys. Make sure you hop on your social media, your Twitter, your Facebook, and, you know, look us up as well. T-Balance and Pro Indy. Also want to thank our friends over at IndyProSports.com, our partners in crime as well. And also joining us now, Mr. Jason Hammer of the Hammer and Nigel Show. Jason, welcome back to the Balance.
Good morning, gentlemen. How the heck are you?
Man, we are doing great. We have two of your favorite guys, Philip B. Wilson and Miles Fork of BAMF Magazine.
Outstanding. That's an all-star cast.
And now we got you to make a full circle. You know what? I apologize, Jason. We were going to have you on at 10, had to do a little shake and bake. We were supposed to have Kyle Petty on at 10 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
And those of you that do interviews with race car people and stuff, know this. PR people tell you one thing, race car drivers really determine the schedule. And for some reason, he couldn't make it this week. He is going to be on, I think, July 7th, guys, and here's the thing, Jason, you know this. We get confirmation. We run with it, buddy. We send it out on social media. We let everybody know Kyle Petty's going to be on the show, and then he's not. And we didn't mean to bump you for Kyle Petty, so I hadn't had a chance to talk with you about that, brother. So I apologize, man. You should have never been bumped.
Well, just sit down and really weigh out the pros and the cons. Kyle Petty has a much sweeter, curly mullet than I have. So anytime you can get somebody with a curly mullet, whether it be Kyle Petty or vintage A.C. Slater from the Saved by the Bell years, you got to run with that. They've got priority.
Absolutely. Well, we're joining with us now Jason Hammer of the Hammer and Nigel Show, Miles Fork of BAMF Magazine, and Philip B. Wilson of Indy Star. We're talking Colts, and we're talking about concussions, and we're talking about Andrew Luck. And we haven't had you chime in on the conversation yet. Here's the thing on what I want from you, Jason. Give us, in the only way that Jason Hammer can deliver it, Andrew Luck, no contract. And as Philip reported in his article, they are limiting the public practices open to the public in training camp. And then Ursay on Twitter, really? This has to be, if there's a Jason Hammer topic out there, this is it. Go, buddy.
You know what? Here's the deal. It's a whole new ball game now. I think the good time party boy ways of the Tony Dungy era, where everything was roses and sunshine, and then the mini-me version with Jim Caldwell, are gone. And I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing. I think we've gotten pretty spoiled, to be honest, as a fan base, when we are getting ready to, you know, march through the city with burning sticks and stakes because we can't watch a free practice anymore. I don't think that's the worst thing in the world. If Chucky Pagano and the Good Time guys want to get something rolling in private, if you got a rookie quarterback and you're trying to build the monster, so to speak, I'm okay with a few closed-door practices. I think if you ask any fan, real fan of this organization and this team, what would you rather have, free practices or these guys getting it right behind closed doors? I think we'll all take choice B. So at the end of the day, I don't think it's that big of a deal, you know, for guys like Phillip who are there every day. Maybe it's something special, but I maybe would make it once a year, just from a fan's perspective. So it doesn't affect me a whole lot. If it can affect Sundays a lot more than my personal habits of viewing practice, then by all means do that.
Hey, Hammer, I want to ask you this. Do you think that maybe the fans would be okay if you moved your bikini charity car wash out to the parking lot at Anderson University? Now, that would create some controversy, don't you think?
You know what? That could be a good thing because, you know, maybe we could get Pat McAfee to come down and call some of his friends, because I'm willing to bet they would be more than happy to jump in the mix. We just got to be careful that we don't want to get, like, Joe Wright in the mix, because we had Joe Wright, big offensive lineman, on our show a year back, and he did the gallon challenge where he was trying to shotgun a full gallon of milk in less than an hour, and he ended up without his shirt on getting sick, and I don't think anybody wants to see that.
That's a visual that any of us want. Philip,
you know,
go ahead.
Tom, I'm going to say, seriously, well, I don't know about doing a bikini car wash around Tom, because it's going to turn into the Benny Hill show. You know, the girls are going to be running around the car, and right behind them is going to be Tom.
Hey, that's right. You know what? You know, I'm all about supporting the bikini car wash for charity. Maybe we can get Phil out there as well, too. What are your thoughts?
I haven't owned a Speedo since I was on the YMCA swim club team in, like, fourth grade, and it was a red, white, and blue with a stripe or with stars on it. So maybe I get a Husky Side Triple X Speedo if they make them, and then I go out there, and of course I'd probably drive all the hotties away, and then they wouldn't be successful. They blame me, and I'd be tweeting and blogging from the car wash instead of practice, and then I would be ridiculous.
The B,
yeah,
instead
way too
of
early
B Wilson,
for that visual,
stands for bikini. That's what I'm convinced of.
Hey, joining us is Jason Hammer of the Hammer and Nigel Show, Miles Fork of Banff Magazine, and Philip B. Wilson. So what we're going to do, all of you guys are A-list celebrities here locally, so I'm going to let you guys introduce yourselves in a little bit of time that we got left. Jason Hammer, Hammer and Nigel, so you guys got a great show going on, and I tell you what, you guys have the unique concept that nobody else, I don't even think, is even mocking you at this point. You're in a market all by yourself. I don't have the nuts or the gonads to do it, but I love your show. I love listening to your show. And when I get a chance to come out and visit, I will be doing that again here in the near future. I love hanging out with you guys. You guys have, you think I have A-list clients? You have real A-list clients, and you guys get to sit around, curse, and drink beer and all that good stuff. So talk to us about what you got going on with the Hammer and Nigel Show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you for checking it out. It's a simple concept. It's Nigel and myself. We both have been in the radio market for a long time. Most know Nigel from X103 and Radio Now. He's at WZPL now. I've spent 10 years on WZPL, also dabbled in some country markets as well. We got together. We put this little show on because ultimately I think radio right now is missing out on some personality. It's just all music, very short, you know, talk breaks, and, you know, the talent, to be honest, isn't as good as it used to be. You know, for every Bob and Tom show and for every Smiley show, you got a bunch of people that are just taking low money and talking up records. Well, to me, that's not entertaining. So Nigel and I got together. We put this little nickel and dime pony show on where we tell some stories. We have some of our friends on. We get some good guests, and we have a good time. We do it downtown at Coach's Tavern every Thursday night at 9:00. And it's all in collaboration with our website, hammerandnigel.com. We update it all the time. We have dumb stories on there, opinion pieces, and, of course, you can also stream the show and download the show for free at hammerandnigel.com.
And I tell you what, and I don't know if you've had a chance to check out Miles Magazine. It's one of the most popular online magazines going on. Everybody knows everything is online now. And Miles and I have hooked up together and teamed up. And you know, really it's just an excuse for just like you guys to hang out at a bar and with pretty women. But I'm just going to say we'll call it business what it is. Miles Fort, good friend of the shows of Banff Magazine. Miles, tell us about Banff Magazine and what's going on there.
Well, actually, last night we were at the 247 Sky Bar. We originally were going to have it that new cool bar called Rage Rock Bar off South Meridian, but the air conditioning went out. But we had a Banff Magazine party last night. We had about 45 of the hottest girls in the city in the bar there.
He's not even lying when he says that, by the way. He's got the website to prove it. But go ahead, Miles.
yeah, we've got cell phone pictures like the hangover from last night, trust me. You know, the funny part is Tom always tries to get me on the show after he knows I'm having a Banff Magazine party, you know, and I'm being dragged in by like four people with an IV hooked up at 5 o'clock in the morning just so I could be on the show.
I can't help it, man. You know, we have minions. We have an audience. A 9 o'clock in the morning sports talk show. You know, I know it doesn't bow well for the bar fly groupies of Indianapolis like you guys. But you know what? I'm there. I can hang. Philip B. Wilson of IndyStar.com, probably the most tame of all three of us put together. But he has his own share of babes. I'll tell you what, he was out the Indianapolis 500 track telling everybody he was going to be driving the pace car.
I was. Guy Fieri and myself. Yeah, we're fun. I can't hang with Miles and Hammer there. I'm sitting here thinking, what could I come up with that would sound really sexy? And the best I come up with is a chess tournament for overweight single mothers, you know. And you know, that's probably as good as I could do, you know, attracting attention, attracting chicks. But, yeah, and they have to wear glasses. Yeah, that's it. Studious, yeah. I got a week, and then I'm on vacation again, guys. But I'm going to do a little NASCAR stuff this next week, and then going to come off vacation in a week. After that week, I'm looking forward to, well, we get through the Brickyard and then Colts training camp. So I'm hoping to hook up with Pat McAfee at some point. I've talked to Tom Zbikowski a little bit about maybe going to the gym with him and watching him train, not being a human punching bag. But we'll see how that plays out. It's always about access and what time they have. So hopefully I can give some people something else, Colts, before training camp opens.
Well, guys, I tell you what, I love having you guys on. You guys have all been on the show before and love having you on here. And guys, it is social media day today, so I want to make sure you guys, everybody, log on social media today. And I want to thank my producer and social media director, Michelle Dare. She likes to be behind the scenes, but you know what? We'll bring her out because it is social media day today. And I tell you what, guys, I am now realizing that I'm either getting bigger or I'm realizing that I can't handle everything myself. Either which way, maybe it's a good problem. So Michelle does a great job behind the scenes and making sure that everything comes together. So you can find us on social media, Indy Pro Sports Pro Indy, and the Balance, T-Balance, and of course Facebook, The Balance and Indy Pro Sports. Hammer, where can people find you on social media? I got a hint that you're there, but I just want you to clarify that with me.
Absolutely. It's simple. It's both Facebook and Twitter, Hammer and Nigel. Facebook.com/HammerandNigel and Twitter @HammerandNigel.
And Miles, I know that you're new to Twitter and you're still learning about Twitter, but hopefully that will change in the near future.
Yeah, and by the way, I know Michelle. It's not that you're getting bigger. I think you're just getting lazier. You just need all the help you get.
She does a great job for me. I'm not going to lie. When I finally realize I have people that are working for me and with me, more with me than for me, it's probably the other way around. And they say to me, "Is there anything I could do?" That was probably the wrong thing they should ask me. Yeah,
all right, King Tom. Fetch me my water. I got you.
go ahead, Miles. Where can people find you at on social media?
BanffMagazine.com, and you can find me at Banff, B-A-M-F Magazine on Twitter. And I think pretty much on most Saturday nights on some bar floor somewhere. So
passed out. Absolutely. He's the guy security's throwing out. What? Anyway, all right, real quick, Philip B. Wilson, where can people find you on social media?
PWilson24 on Twitter, PWilson24, and then I have two Facebook pages, one through the star, and then one my own personal page, Philip B. Wilson, both of them. So, more the merrier. Don't be shy.
Well, guys, we're gonna have to call it quits for the day. I appreciate every single one of you joining the show. Never be a stranger here. And, guys, make sure you check out Hammer and Nigel, BAMF Magazine, and Philip B. Wilson at IndyStar.com, guys. We got to go. Have a great weekend, guys, and stay cool, man. It is going to be hot out there again. Have a great weekend and a great 4th of July. We'll see you next week right here on the Balance Radio Network.
Faith in no lady, tracking hard to come to do the rest. Stepping the way, multiple shots are going through.
Join us next week for The Balance. In the meantime, check us out on Twitter, T-Balance, or Facebook, The Balance, or online at www.thebalanceonline.com.
Well, when I say when you gotta go, you gotta go.
You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed.
Oh, son of a gun. You thought I was going to say a son of a, didn't you?
That's all, folks.